Welcome to Coffee with Mike. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
I mean, you're my first guest and the producer.
Yeah.
Like, this is cool. Well, you know, I wanted to talk to you about something here because we're doing this episode on work-life harmony. That's what you called it on the topic list.
Yeah.
So work-life balance is another word, you know, we throw around. Do you think it's even possible to have work-life balance?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think it can, but it's not like most people think about. Like, there is no great point that you can be in between like your life and your work. Mm-hmm. So we can define that point as, you know, now I have, you know, I experience work-life balance and I have work-life balance. It's like you have your highs and you have your lows, both in life and at work, you know? So I think the work-life balance is that point where you feel in peace when in your daily life, and also you feel like you feel happy, and you know you want to go to work and not feel burnt out or stressed, or you know you don't have any desire to go every day. So I think for me, this is work-life balance means. Actually, it's like those moments when we feel in balance and grateful for what we have in life. We enjoy life, you know, whatever enjoyment feels to you.
Wow. So, okay, you've got the mother role,
yeah.
Wife, daughter, and I'm just going to say family member,
yeah.
Neighbor, friend, business owner, and yeah. Probably other things. How do you navigate all that?
Yeah, as we all do, I think we all juggle in, you know, multiple things and wear different hats. But I won't say that it's not a struggle. I'm trying to find a little, you know, an hour or so every day to work on my business because it's not realistic to, with a toddler. I'm a toddler mom, so my son is 2. And, you know, this time is really challenging and demanding. Mm-hmm. He wants a lot of time with me, and not only with me, but you know, as a family. So my time in the business is limited, but I have an editor who's been helping me with the production. I have also an assistant who from now and then she's been helping me with the other, you know, admin tasks. So I'm trying to also find ways to delegate at the point where I can afford it, and also find time to work every day in my business, because this is what fuels me, you know, as a business owner.
Yeah.
I love to work on this stuff.
Me too.
Yeah. I love to work on editing episodes and, you know, managing YouTube videos and things like that. So, but I'm trying to find the right balance between my life, which is demanding with a toddler, and my business, so I can keep it running and have my clients, first of all, have them content with our working relationship.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, I think it's...
This one's content over here. Just for the record, on video.
Yeah, that's good. That's the most important part to me.
Yeah.
Actually, in my business. Yeah, because it doesn't... I don't believe that you need to have like a gazillion clients or... Certainly, when you go to the agency route, you know, and you expand your business, you will have multiple clients and multiple projects. But because I'm a small business owner, I work with a handful of clients. I have only a person who's been helping me with the production. I strive to focus on quality of my services and work with fewer people rather than expand, lower my prices, and like attract multiple people without having this close relationship with them.
You know, so you're limited with time.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a time period with your son here. He's, you know, he needs your attention, right? Limited amount of time. What do you do in that time? Well, you do your best and you try to put out the best quality that you can. You also brought up the D word, delegate.
Delegate.
We were talking about this, I think, during our last meeting a little bit. How is that going for you, the delegating thing?
Yeah, the delegating thing is actually something that I'm like managing people and projects, because I've been working as a kind of, I don't know if I can identify it as an executive assistant, but it's close to an executive assistant in my full-time job for 15 years.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm good at managing people and projects. So delegation has been working really well for me because I'm, you know, I'm kind of a nerd with deadlines and things like that. I love planning.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, I mean, truth be told, with how busy I am, this would have not happened. We would not be here if I did not have you working with me. Like, there's no way. And one of the lessons I'm learning with you, and I think we do great together. I still think we're figuring out each other too. But one of the things that I've tried to do is, like, you know, as we're recording this right now, I said, you know, you choose.
Yeah.
Letting you have control, you know, over the creativity, over the decisions, because, and I know at the end I have to, like, review it, the episode, but it's important because sometimes people delegate and we're all control freaks, I like to say. Yeah. We're all recovering control freaks. Yeah. But to a certain extent, when you delegate, you just say, okay, you're doing it and trust that it's going to come back good, you know?
Yeah. But to add to that, I agree with everything that you said, but here's a distinction, like, in terms of, for me, to a successful delegation, although we don't actually, you know, we don't speak about delegation specifically, but as the conversation came here, to me, a successful delegation process looks like delegating the task, but not leaving it without getting back to the person who is executing the task and asking, you know, do you need anything else? Did I miss anything from, like, giving you before you start your work? Because many people, as, like, business owners, when we have people help us with this task, with admin or whatever, we delegate, we often delegate and think, okay, let the people, let the person figure it out. And this resulting, we might not give enough information or guidance to the person, and then they are just, you know, left with no information and a task to execute on. So I think the key here is clear communication between, like, the people who you have, like, in your team, or you as a person who have been working with for a client, you know, from both sides. Clear communication about the project, project plan is key to have great relationship when you delegate tasks to people. Yeah.
Wow. I have been in that spot where recently even I delegated something and didn't give enough information. I get it back and I'm like, no, this is not what I wanted. That wasn't on the person, that was on me.
Yeah.
And I've had to learn to own that. When I first started delegating, it was like, why don't you do this right? Well, let me ask you this. What habits or strategies have you tried that didn't work for you?
Didn't work for me in terms of, like,
work-life balance.
Yeah.
Managing time, delegating, all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, let me think. This is a good one. Okay, so I think that as much as planning you do or, like, strategy you put in place, there will be to all of us some point in our lives that everything will be out of control, out of balance.
Things don't end up the way you thought they would.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even with the launch date for this show, right? Like, let's be honest, right? And it hasn't been, you know, one of us. It's just been just things have come up, you know, in different ways. And but I think at the same time, the gift of that.
Yeah.
There's a gift there. Again, we're here doing this. Had we not even talked about pushing the launch date up, I don't think we'd have the same conversation here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And going back to your question, I think that sometimes in my life when things were, like, too hectic, or I overestimated the things that I can do at a certain period of time, probably. Reality told me that, you know, you cannot do that many stuff. So everything just went out of control, and, like, I had to then really figure out what to prioritize and where to catch up with everything that was going on. So the strategy that didn't work for me, because I tend to plan everything, but when in times of crisis, you need to just not be too open to anything that is coming right at this time, you know, and just be focused on one or two things and narrow the goal, the focus. Because in times of crisis or in stressful times, when you have a move, when your baby is born, when, you know, things like that, the time gets limited that much, you cannot even imagine. So the focus needs to shift. You know, you need to shift your focus. So this is what didn't work for me. I couldn't figure out beforehand how much of a different my life would be after, for example, after becoming a mom. And it's like, I wanted to be prepared. I put the effort to be prepared, but you cannot be prepared for that. You know, you don't know what you don't know. So yeah, I just then, I needed to take some time, rethink my priorities and plan ahead with the new priorities and new tasks that were upon me. Yeah.
One word that you said that struck an emotional chord with me: overestimating.
Yeah, overestimating.
That's the source of my problems right there. And yeah. I think for a lot of people listening, high achievers are listening to this podcast.
Yes.
We love to overestimate. Oh my God, we can conquer the world, right? You know, and it's actually one of the reasons why I said today we're going to record just two episodes, which could be like total of 40 minutes of content. But we had all this extra time because I'm like, nope, we're just doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, going to fill it up with, you know, as much as we can do. But no, well, that's really helpful. The other thing that I'm getting from you, Krisa, is I'm learning a lot, actually. This balance between be a planner, think ahead, you know, manage the details, delegate all that stuff. But know that sometimes you have to quickly pivot.
Exactly.
And when you do, you have to change the mindset and focus on one or two things.
In the moment, when times are stressed, like there's a very great chance in your life, you just need to drop the planning for me and just focus on in the moment, getting through the day, and that's it.
Getting through the minute, getting through the hour. Let me ask you this. What's something that you're working on right now that you're maybe struggling with, that you're trying to improve in terms of your time management, project management, leadership, work-life balance?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that I'm trying to create a different, more holistic kind of approach in terms of my back-end systems to increase efficiency in my communications, the content that I put out, because I've been pushing it. I've been like putting on the back burner my content, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm trying to find different ways to create different systems that align with my routine and reality and life, you know, current priorities and current needs. Because for me, efficiency is key to, you know, keeping the business running.
It is. Yeah. Well, so I landed this morning in Cologne. Mm-hmm. You know, I got your message that, you know, you were in some traffic, which I quickly got into that traffic. So yeah. I was like, oh, maybe I should have something to eat. So there were different spots to eat in the airport, you know, but I'm like, McDonald's. Why McDonald's? Well, I kind of know roughly what I'm going to get, roughly how much I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
It's not the greatest food in the world. And McDonald's is an example of systems, actually. Yeah. It's not the greatest food in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying it's not like, you know, oh my God, let's go to McDonald's. But the thing is, you know, it's kind of system. And you and I think one of the reasons we work well together too is because I'm the same way. And I think everything just needs to be rinse and repeat, right? Just rinse and repeat. Like we just get it going like a workflow. And I love that. Well, let me ask you this though. in your personal life, do you have systems as well?
Yeah. Frankly speaking, no, which is unfortunate. And like, it's something that I would, if you know me in my personal life, or some like people that know me, don't expect me to not have systems. You know, they expect me to have systems, which I kind of have, but that I'm not. I need more like I'm refining my systems and also trying to find a, you know, again, an approach and a system that works fine now. Because what I've been doing like 2 years ago with now, it's completely different. My needs before the baby or before the relocation here in Germany have been really completely different from now. I don't kind of have, because I do want to enjoy the moment and not be everything planned every minute to be planned, because I do want to enjoy times with my son, with my husband, and like have those spontaneous moments where we go maybe to a playground, whatever, like a park. But I do need systems, and I'm trying to incorporate them in terms of managing the, you know, the chores, household, whatever, because this is also a lot with being a stay-at-home mom and also a business owner. So systems are key. I don't think it, even now or in 1 year or 2 years or whatever, I don't think there is a specific point that you have, even if you have systems in your life. Life always finds its way to surprise you, you know, to throw something at you and all the systems to go to.
Which is very important for those listening, actually.
Yeah.
Even if you have all the systems in the world in your business, life will throw things at you.
Exactly.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you for this wonderful interview.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and thank you for, you know, grabbing coffee with me. I loved our conversation.
Yes, coffee with Mike. Let's do it again sometime.
Mm-hmm.